podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
So ANZ are urging customers to stay scam safe.
Okay.
And not only is that hard to say, but it's hard to feel. You know, they have the Peregrine Falcon, don't they?
Is ANZ?
Yeah.
Yes, the Falcon.
Yeah, the Falcon.
It's a Peregrine. It's just more of a sort of a...
You would go. I mean, that's the Falcon of choice, isn't it?
Well, it's the if you're in Melbourne, I guess.
If you're the fighting Falcon.
Yeah.
You know, want to fight crime and scams.
If you're looking for something to sort of be like, oh, look at how horrific the babies look, but then also... on a live stream camera on a building on Collins Street, but also,
what's
the risk to native wildlife?
Mate, it's all about protecting passwords, all right? That's what they're there for. Do you know there was data out at the start of this week that said that the people that are getting scammed the most are not the boomers. Mm. It's now like millennials.
Yeah.
Millennials are getting scammed the most.
Oh, we're the new dummies.
Yeah. No, but also it's like... the crazy stuff that I get, like, hey, Lauren, this person put in actual information or jobs or whatever it might be, and you're like, what? This has got all my personal stuff and it seems legit.
Jobs? You're applying for jobs?
No, like they might be like, hey, you work here.
Oh,
blah, blah. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm like,
okay.
What? I work where? Anyway, so keeping up with the latest scams is difficult. Especially since all of our details are on the dark web, let's be real.
Mm.
And they're saying, ANZ are saying, look, financial year's coming up. Just a reminder, keep safe with your passwords.
Mm.
And this happens from time to time. And I know you love this gear.
Yeah.
The kind of top five passwords.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
But the one sitting at number four, I've never seen before.
Oh, okay.
So let's go through the top five, right? Number five is 112233, capital A, B, at sign.
Oh, that's a little new. Yeah, that seems fresh for 2026.
Well, I think it's because you need capitals and signs.
Signs, yeah.
For all the passwords now, right?
Lowercase,
I'm going to leave number four.
Okay.
Because we'll discuss that in a minute. Number three is 123456.
Okay.
Number two is password.
Yeah.
And number one is admin.
People are still doing all that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been 20 years, guys, and
we're
still...
Yeah, I know, like, it just... do a capital P on password, maybe.
30
you know
years
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's insane. Anyway, but coming in at number four.
I like to use a capital A and drop the P altogether.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Good one, Tom.
Thank you.
I was shocked at what came in at number four. Not as much as your password, but it's Jolly Joe 1.
What?
J O L L Y. J-O-1.
That's not a thing.
That can't be a thing. Who's using Jolly Joe 1?
Jolly Joe 1. How has that become a thing? Is that a viral thing? Is that everybody, like everybody, let's get together and use the same password?
What are the top five passwords according to NordPass in Australia? Number four, Jolly Joe 1. No,
what?
It's not.
Nah.
They've just made something up.
Yeah.
They're like, we've lost the data on number four. Let's just go, Jolly
Steve
Joe.
Steve the intern, what's your password? Jolly Joe 1? All right,
that'll
whack
do.
That
that'll
in.
We'll put O1 in it. Okay, this is weird because it's not even like close. You know when you write things on the computer?
I was just looking as you were saying it, like on the keyboard.
Like
QWERTY. QWERTY is close together.
It's close, like QWERTY, yeah. Right? All up the top line there. Jolly Joe 1. What is this?
It's okay. If anybody's ever heard this before, you don't even have to tell us if it's your password.
No.
But I would love to hear from someone who's actually heard of this password.
I'm calling BS.
52232955. That's also a good password.
BS.
52232955.
Ah, yes! Yeah. Good one, Tom.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Go on.
No, I'm not.
What was that password? The number four password, according to NordVPN?
According to NordVPN, in the top five passwords, one of them is the Jolly Joe one.
Okay, and that reminded you of there could be a connection locally
because,
and connection is one word for it.
No, I don't know anything. I wouldn't back my brain, mate.
If you
I'm
don't
telling
tell it,
you.
I'll tell it.
No, I'm scared. Don't.
Why?
Because.
Who's going to get in trouble? No one's going to get in trouble.
No, because it's actually moored there locally.
Well, we can say that. We can say it's a ship. It's a boat at Queenscliff. The Jolly O instead of the Jolly Joe. This is her nervous laugh, guys.
No, so, I've got nothing more to say on the matter.
And something exciting,
I don't know, say,
happened on the Jolly-O.
I don't know.
Reportedly.
I've heard half a story once.
Well, see, we can just say that allegedly, mate. We can just say allegedly.
No, I don't want to allegedly. I don't want to get in trouble.
Now, whose sister was it?
No, I...
Which celeb? Is it Nicole Kidman's sister?
No.
Miranda Kerr's sister.
No, Miranda Kerr's sister.
I don't know. Who was the other person you said?
No.
Elle Macpherson's sister. If anybody knows the legendary local story.
Stop.
Hey, come on, mate. I've been here for so many years and I had not heard that
there's
one.
There's let's just move on with our lives. Guess what? Coming up in trending, I want to chat the footy fans of Australia.
The boat's called the Jolly-O, and the O bit was captured on video is the story that I heard.
Oh, my God. All right. Play a song. Mm. Please play a song.
I am.
I don't know. See, this is why you can't just say half a story off
air. Why not? It's allegedly.
No, because what if I've made it up in my own head?
And it's you that's alleging it then.
No, I'm not alleging it.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Going up the highway for this one, mate.
Yum.
Shout out to anybody driving to Melbourne today. You know I love a neighbour story.
You do.
A turdish neighbour.
Mm.
Footage has emerged. So this is, I think it was on A Current Affair last night, although I was watching A Current Affair and I did not see this story.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love her like... Ali Langdon, is that who it is? I love her spiels off the back of a story.
When it's like...
She's like...
And so what you have to think is how would you go if that was happening to you?
I mean, she gets real worked up. She's like, and we think that's us. Mum was sitting there with Mum and Anthony, and Mum's like, yeah. Like, oh, that's the demo. That's
yeah. Sing it, sister.
Yeah. God, I'm glad she's annoyed at that. Mum's
that's so good. I love that.
It's for me. It's super cringe. It's like, calm down, Ali. Who cares, mate? Yeah. Jeez, why are you getting so worked up? It's not you.
That's us.
It's so funny. It is. Mm. Oh, man. We should make a segment out of it. Just record bits of it. And
and be like, what was getting there? Angry. Write it down.
We have
What got Ali...
There you go.
Angry.
You got a pen. I don't have a pen. We so infrequently have good ideas on this show.
Anyway, taking time.
This appears to have come from A Current Affair. I'm not going to play the audio because otherwise we're just like listening to A Current Affair on the radio.
Yeah.
This is neighbours in a apartment block in Melbourne, and you know that can be annoying living in sort of high density living, and especially if you don't get along with someone's being loud above you. The bins are also an issue.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I've never had an issue with bins, but I know two of my siblings who have either currently or have lived in this sort of living arrangement who have had issues with communal bin arrangement.
Yeah.
Whether you've got your own bins and it's about placement or whether you're sharing bins. Anyway, this situation starts up a communal driveway on a shared block in Melbourne.
Okay.
Jolan lives in a unit at the front of the block, keeps her family's bins along the far end of the driveway.
Yeah.
Up against the fence line.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of not at the back of the driveway, it's just over the other side of the driveway. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
So it's along the driveway against the fence and the buildings on the other side. Danielle, she's the aggrieved party here.
Okay.
Danielle doesn't like her.
Mm.
Says it blocks her car.
Ah.
Drive around, Danielle. Oh, maybe I can't because the driveway is quite narrow.
Oh, okay. This and she's like, issue. Why? Okay. Mm. Yeah.
So Danielle's asked, hey, can you not keep your bins there? Can you put them over your side so that I can get my car through?
Yeah.
And Jolon said no. Jolon, in fact, has ignored a series of notes.
Oh.
And then so Danielle's taken matters into her own hands, and she's moved the bins from the communal part of the driveway over to Jolon's side.
People doing front stuff, mate. It's intense. All right.
So Jolon's then chained the bins to trees along the fence line.
Oh, for God's sake.
So Danielle can't move the bins out of the way of her car. Right?
People are honestly on one.
at the moment, where do you land with who's in the right here? Jolon or Danielle?
No, I feel like I'm on Danielle's side.
So am I. Get ready to change your mind.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Being sucked in. Oh, no.
Danielle has proceeded to lose her goddamn mind.
Yeah.
Because, she's found the bins chained to the trees. So then what she's done is gone and got herself a chainsaw.
Oh, my God.
Just one of the little hand ones. It's a little hand chainsaw.
Yeah, because that makes it better. Yeah, that makes it less nuts.
So then has a confrontation with Jolon and goes and tries to cut the tree down that the chain is wrapped around.
Oh, my God.
Only gets sort of maybe a quarter of the way through the tree. Yeah. And it's very dramatic. Yeah. Jolon's up in her face. Danielle's pushing her, waving a chainsaw around.
Oh, my God.
And then Danielle goes, all right, well, I can't get through the tree, so I'm going to just try and chainsaw the handles off your bin to get the chain off, which also doesn't work. anyway, so the situation... Oh, she eventually cuts the handles of the bins to free them from the chains.
Yeah.
Moves them over. Oh. And then that's sort of the end of it. Then she storms off.
Okay.
So my question to you is...
Hang on. Before you ask me that, who do you think's gone on a current affair there?
Jolon.
Oh, Jolon's like, gone.
Look at
this
psycho I live with.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Go on. Ask your question.
But no, who did you land... Whose side did you land on there?
Oh, I don't know. They're both awful. Let's just... Leave it at that.
Yeah, they do seem both.
Yeah.
If you're in the middle of the Torquay Highway, in the classic chainsaw versus shovel situation,
chainsaw versus
wheelie bin?
Yeah.
What would you rather have as a weapon if we were going to have a showdown sort of in the middle of Torquay Road?
Are you talking normal size chainsaw, like big one?
No, it's got to be the same one.
Little chainsaw? You have to go little chainsaw.
Chainsaw. Wheelie bin's empty.
Yeah.
I think it's like it's a decent sized wheelie, but I think I could reef it at you.
Yeah, you. But think if I you miss, could, if, but you if you dodge, miss, and then I come around the back,
then you just run at me with the chainsaw, and I have to run away, don't I?
Yeah. See what happens there.
Okay.
So that's always a hard question. That one, Tom.
I think it's the chainsaw.
That for one gives me ass.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Over in the UK, there's a music festival. It's a rock and metal festival called Download.
Yeah.
It's been running for 23 years now, so since 2003.
Really? Okay.
They've had some big acts, and it just happened in Leicestershire, Donington Park, Leicestershire.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
So fun to say.
It really is.
And the headline acts were these guys. Talking about Limp Bizkit there, if you don't know. Also, these guys, you may know. And these guys with the first ever female headliner of Download Festival.
Oh, finally.
So that's Linkin Park with their new lead singer.
Right. That's really poor, sorry.
Oh, terrible.
How many years this festival's been going? The first female lead head act.
Yeah.
That's crazy
absolutely.
To me.
Anyway. No, that's right. So, huge festival, and obviously my socials, because I'm very much that way skewed, my algorithm's just feeding me downloads. A couple of Aussie bands were there, so that was really, really cool. Thornhill, Headwreck, good work, guys.
Yeah.
But the stories come out. So, it's like a festival, it's like Good Things Here in Australia, but it's even bigger than that again.
Okay.
And in terms of the setup, they have... You know, there's sideshowy sort of stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big Ferris wheel.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so people can be on the Ferris wheel when the bands are playing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of, it's just back from the main stage.
Yeah, they had that at, what was that big festival that used to come out? Like Slipknot, Marilyn Manson. And
Soundwave?
Soundwave.
Did Soundwave have a Ferris wheel?
Yeah,
I remember
I'm pretty
that.
Sure they did when they were at the showgrounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Mm.
So anyway, so that's that's the setup at a Download. And during the day, it doesn't say what band were playing, but there were people on it, and there was a couple that got on the Ferris wheel.
Okay. Don't tell me they got Don't tell me they got off.
Originally, for the first rotation of the wheel, people thought he was just standing behind her with his arms around her looking at the view. But as it got lower, somebody shouted, "I can see she's got no pants on."
No.
Yes.
No.
Download Festival.
It's called Download Festival, not Download not
up,
Festival.
Not Up High Festival. people saying, "I've never seen anything like this." Literally in a glass pod above everyone's head.
Oh, my God.
At the busiest point in the... Oh, it was just before Guns N' Roses were due on. Yeah, well, there was movement. It wasn't just that arrangement that I just explained there logistically. There were other logistically sort of, there was a bit of variety, you know, spice of life, all that type of thing.
There was a bit of
movement in the carriage. They were sort of, you know, getting different views, if you will, or giving different views.
Okay. So sometimes you're like, "Oh, I can't quite see up here where I'm standing. I might just get down a little bit.
Yeah, but I'll stay standing up here because I can see perfectly.
Yeah, you can see perfectly. Sort of thing. I'm going to try and go down here.
Yeah, I'd be actually really happy about
that. Yeah, I reckon I'd like it.
80,000 people.
I don't live enough. That's what this is. I don't live enough.
No, and also our Ferris wheel seems really tame now. Waterfront.
Oh my God, don't even.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, tickets for next year, shall we go?
No, check absolutely it out? No.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast. It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
All right, I know I've done one of these already this week, but this dropped on Netflix and I watched it in one session. My family, who are true crime watchers as well, have already watched this. It's one of those ones that once you start, you can't stop.
Wow, okay.
It's intense. It's called Maternal Instinct and it's on Netflix, which I think I just said. It's really intense.
Mm.
Really intense. I'm going to play you some of the trailer and then we'll discuss it next, okay?
There's way more good people than there are bad. But there's evil in our land.
911, what's your emergency?
I need an ambulance because I started having my baby.
She was carrying the baby in her lap.
Does it look like she had a baby?
It doesn't.
No.
She is. No.
What anybody wants me to talk about.
Where'd this baby come from?
It's mine.
All right, so if you couldn't really decipher that, basically what happens is that she calls 911 and she's like, "Oh, I've just had a baby."
Mm.
And then they go to the hospital and they're like, "No, you haven't."
You know, like examine her and there's no...
They examine her and there's no proof that she had a baby, but she had a physical newborn baby with the cord and everything still attached.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, okay,
yep,
this is terrible. Anyway, that is just with that information, it is just leaving people shocking. This is obviously a true story from East Texas.
Yeah.
And it is a documentary by director Jessica Dimmick, which I think that it was good to have a woman director in this case just because of the case file, basically.
Mm.
I think it's good to have a woman's eye over it.
Sure.
But yeah, it doesn't – I can't even really explain this one except to say – because I don't want to give away too much and I know I hate doing this because it's like, hey, watch this. Don't want to tell you anything about it. But what I can tell you is that it hooks you right from the start. The story is like unimaginable. The people who are interviewed are, you know, the people that are right there at the source of it. And also there is a lot of footage associated with it as well. So, I mean, as far as documentaries go, sometimes they can be a bit further back from that. They can be like, hey, this is a story that happened and we're just telling you about it.
Mm.
But this is people telling them, telling you about their real life stories.
Sure.
Closure rating is a 5.
Okay, good.
One.
I like a 5.
And I'm going to give this one a 4.5, a 4.6, really.
Wow, that good.
Yeah, yeah. And when you say, God, it's so difficult for us to describe true crime documentaries,
that
isn't
compelling.
It?
Compelling is the word.
Compelling
that I like
is
to
the
use.
Word, yeah. But it's just like, wow. It leaves you afterwards being like, what the hell have I just watched. Yeah. It's an hour and 40 minutes-ish, and it's on Netflix now.
So it's just one episode.
One episode. Yeah, okay. It was originally, I think, three episodes, and then Netflix have put it together in a one package. Once again, it's called Maternal Instinct. You'll find it on Netflix, but worth a watch this week.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Woo! Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Big show at the Torquay Hotel this Saturday night.
Torren Foot, mate. If you haven't been to one of these gigs, I tell you what, get down there. The vibes are high. It's a night you won't forget in Torquay. He's been here before. We're welcoming him back again. And he joins us now on the phone. Morning, Tozza.
Good morning. How are we doing?
We're doing good. We're pumped, mate, to have you back in the region. Thanks for stopping by, even though you've just been in Ibiza.
I did just get back from Ibiza, So still a little bit of a sore head, but we're doing all right.
For those people who don't know, you're sort of part of a crew with like Dom Dolla, Airwolf Paradise, that sort of crew. So you were over there with Dom, were you?
Yeah, I played the opening night of his Ibiza residency at High, which is pretty wild.
Man, okay, I've seen the videos. There are so many people. You have been DJing for so many years, but do you get a bit like, just before you step out and hit play on the decks to that many people?
Oh, for sure. Like, that feeling never goes away. The, like, adrenaline rush before stepping onto the stage, especially in a place like that. Like, that never goes away.
Yeah, huge, huge. And it's so good to see you guys getting so much love. You've known Dom for many years. Obviously, the last couple of years have been really big for him. Has he changed at all over the journey, do you think?
Nah, Dom is just the same sweetheart I knew 15 years ago. He's an absolute legend and a beautiful person. I've got a lot of love for that guy.
Oh, because we asked him that question and he said, "You're a real asshole now." No, we didn't. We can't get on to Dom.
I'll pass on your message if you want.
Yeah, good. No, I appreciate it, mate. Look, hey, we have to say you are travelling here, there, everywhere, but congratulations. You got a new little baby to the Foot Clan.
I do. We had a little girl, Florence. I think she's 12 weeks old. So, yeah, a lot of love in the house at the moment.
Congrats. Beautiful name too, mate. Florence is lovely. Now, I do know, so you're playing Torquay Hotel this weekend, but then you're at Revs the following weekend, and I know they're doing some kids' nights. Is that going to work nicely for you being a new dad again?
I don't want to mess up and accidentally bring her to the non-kids' night. So I think it'll just go out. We might steer clear for this year and then we'll reassess next year when she can walk.
Well, we know Revs is a gateway to other clubbing. So you just got to be careful with the kids there, mate, because all of a sudden they're on the glow sticks and it's a whole thing.
Lollipops, I'll keep an eye out on it.
Speaking of a gate, you need one at the top of the stairs if you've got all those kids there.
100%. Yeah, kids safety. Okay, I have fallen down those stairs before. It is dangerous. Mate, coming to Torquay, you've been here before. You know that the crowd put it on. Do you love seeing people, and we don't like to say they should do it, but hanging from the ceiling during your sets?
There's just something in the water on the surf coast. Like, I don't think there's another venue in the world that I've played where people just love climbing on the roof as much.
Like, yeah, right.
We had, one of the shows we did there, people were climbing the outside walls to get in. And then the people inside were climbing up on the rafters inside. I'm like, what is it with this place? I love it.
Is this a monkey convention?
Hey, you just got back from Ibiza, but a couple of years ago you did a trip to LA and you put it on your TikTok and it went viral because you raw-dogged the whole 11-hour flight. Is that something that you've kept doing or did you just do it once?
15-hour flight. 15-hour flight.
Wow.
That was a one-off.
Was that a lie? You didn't really do that, did you? That was just BS for TikTok, yeah?
Yeah, there's no chance I was going to raw dog.
Thank God. I was like, there's no way.
The funniest thing was, I had, publications be, this is, the next version of toxic masculinity. I'm like, it's a joke. Like,
yeah.
I'm screen masking. I'm watching a movie and I'm on my phone. Like, there's no way I'm raw dogging 15 hours. Are you serious?
How is that toxic masculinity? That's bizarre.
No one said you had to be angry for the 15 hours. Sit there quietly.
I was thinking the whole time about how I hate women.
Yeah, the matriarch. God. Yeah, no.
While I'm watching The Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. That's
good.
It.
Oh, we love that.
So are you going to the States next month or in August? Is that happening as well?
Yeah, I'm back to the US. I've had a little bit of time off with the baby. And so I've been at home for a while, which has been really nice, but now I'm starting to sort of step back into the touring life. So yeah, back to the US in August for a couple of big shows, which is going to be really fun. I love getting out there.
And then obviously in September, grand final week, Dom is playing on the Thursday, right? It's massive, yeah, sold out straight away. Like, the other lineup hasn't been dropped. I don't know if it's Dom and mates, but any chance you can tell us, are you going to be there, Toz?
I don't know if I'm playing, but I'll definitely be at the show.
Okay.
It's going to be a very special night for Melbourne and Australia, I think. Like, Marvel Stadium, it's just crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it like is. Well, we hope
10 years ago, he was playing at like Mint Lounge, and now
he's
selling out Marvel Stadium.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane? But, mate, you're there as well. Like, hopefully you get to be there on that night, but you just do great things. We love seeing your sets. This Saturday, you're at the Torquay Hotel, and we've got a couple of tickets to give away. So 52232955 for anyone that wants those. Toz, I'll see you on the dance floor up at the roof, okay, at the Torquay Pub.
I'll see you in the rafters, will you?
Yeah. Tarun Foote, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
I'm in the studio here just to help people. Just to help people avoid having to watch a horrible, horrible movie. A true 0 out of 10.
Mm. You'd give it a 5, wouldn't you, for the beach scene?
Okay. So that is this beach scene of Jennifer Lopez, it did go viral for particular reasons. Even you admit, Log.
Oh, she looks amazing. I'm like, is it AI now? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
a little bit of that AI vibe to it. It is astonishing. That's the reason I may have suggested it to Dodsy. Mm. Hey, let's watch this movie. Office Romance, it's called. It was so bad. It was not funny. It tried to shock. It was like, but what's the point of that shock?
Yeah.
Just because you're saying a swear word over and over again, a horrible swear word. Like, there's no humor. Rom-com. Make it romantic or make it comedic.
Yeah.
Either one. Get it right.
Don't, it didn't have anything.
Zero.
I would suggest that any movie with Jennifer Lopez in it is a red flag. You should know.
No, mate. We're getting a lot of people messaging saying, justice for J-Lo.
Yeah.
AJ came in and said that she was in a movie, Jersey Girl.
Yeah.
Also, we got a message from Adele from Torquay that said, enough with J-Lo was great. Oldie but a goodie.
Okay.
Sorry.
I disagree, and sure. I've not seen either of those movies.
Mm.
We put the call out for true 0 out of 10s. What movie did you just hate? And almost as a community service announcement, avoid these movies.
Yeah.
We've got Azza in Hammond Heights. Morning, Azza.
Morning, how are we?
Good, mate. What do you reckon? What's the 0 movie that you saw?
I don't know whether many people are going to agree with me, but the new Masters of the Universe movie, the He-Man movie.
Yeah.
No. I love Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, nah, He-Man's, you know, supposed to be this big muscle-bound superhero. This bloke turns from, you know, Adam Prince of Eternia into He-Man, and he looks like a 14-year-old kid that's never been to a gym. chicken arms and...
So it's the body that's not ripped enough for you there, Az?
Oh, well, you've got all this CGI that you can add to it, but, you know, if you're going to play a superhero, maybe go to the gym for 6 months before.
No, I just Googled him and, you know...
Is he looking all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He-Man. By the power of Thor or whatever.
Grayskull.
There you go.
Oh, I love that. Has got high standards. Okay, so 0 out of 10 for the Masters of the Universe. Kylie in Highton. Kylie, good morning. What's your 0 out of 10 movie?
It's Groundhog Day.
Whoa!
That's a classic! Yeah.
I didn't really like it. I remember being a kid and me and my sister were freaking out because I was like, what? This is it keeps changing to the same clean every couple of seconds. So we were in different rooms and we were actually coming back to check if our TVs were broken. I remember being a child just thinking, this movie's just not normal.
Yeah. So it's more a movie that's given you PTSD rather.
I think so, yeah. Because every day he wakes up and the same thing happens. I suppose now I'm an adult, I can relate to it.
Love it, wow. Kylie.
Hot takes.
Very hot take. Donna from Corio, what is your 0 out of 10 movie?
Oh, my God, it has to be The Surfer with Nicolas Cage.
The Surfer? Oh.
Wasn't that filmed here?
Don't surf here.
Yeah.
Oh, locals only.
Locals only.
Is that why you're mad?
Uh-huh.
Is that why you're mad? Because they filmed it here?
No, it's just... It's the most horrible movie. It wasted my time. I can never get that 2.5 hours back.
I did wonder how believable it would be that Nicolas Cage was a surfer. He doesn't seem to fit the bill, does he?
Yeah, definitely not, no. The only good thing about it was that Julian McMahon was in it, and that was his last film.
Oh, may he rest.
Oh, bless. Okay, let's wrap it up. Worst movies ever made. Right now.
Yeah, we've got, is it Raffy?
We've got Raff from Raff on the phone. Raff, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you've
my
got...
My worst one is K-pop Demon Hunters.
What?
Oh, controversial.
Huge take. Why do you think that?
Because the songs just aren't really good.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'll stop that. Don't torment Raff. Didn't like the songs. Okay.
What about the storyline?
Nah.
Terrible.
Sometimes that's all you got to say. Yeah. It's just nah.
Didn't do it for me.
Okay.
Wow. What about when you told all your friends that, Raph? Does anyone agree with you? Because it was absolutely huge.
Yeah, everyone agrees with me.
Oh, wow. Okay. Kids in Lara hate K-pop Demon Hunters. There you go.
No, that's just what I did. That's he did an exact Tom where you're like, isn't it this? And I'm like, no, absolutely not.
Everybody agrees with me.
Backing myself.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.